Money.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and a good morning it is over here on the A Money Show train. Your host, A Money, which is me, and my co-host will be KD912 and Jew sitting in on the train to bring you a great exclusive interview on Clep Dollar's life and his legacy. He is legendary, a legendary icon for many, and you know you're missed, but we know that you're still here riding the train with us, and this goes out to the Durant family. We here on the A Money Show train welcome you for the best interview of your life to celebrate your loved one, son, father, brother, uncle, musician, producer's life, Mr. Clep Dollar. Let's just play worship. morning, good morning, good morning. This is your girl, A Money. I am pleased to have the interview with Clef Dollar's sister and brother coming on the A Money Show train. We are going to show them much love and respect for their loved one. The legacy and life of Clef Dollar's lives on in music right here with your girl, A Money. Also, we're going to be featuring him on Bosses That Meet Bosses magazine. This will be our fourth edition dropping, and we're going to have the best in September on the front cover. Welcome, chat room. Welcome, callers. Sit back. If you can't get in, it's because everyone loves Clef. So, you know, tune in to the A Money Show train right now. The interview will start at 11:30. 347-633-9074. It's your girl, A Money. What's up, Miss Styles in the building? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning, A Money.
Good morning, baby. We finna go into playing some music. Clef Dollar, I love it. I just got finished playing Worship.
I know I seen him on social network yesterday.
Oh, yes, honey. We were going crazy, and his sister was doing more than I did. I sat back, and I folded my hands and relaxed because she was going off, you know, doing her marketing promotion about the show, and I am so pleased to say that. I feel like she is my sister as well, and I thank her. Her brother Johnny for everything, and we thank you too, Miss Styles, for being a part of Team A Money.
You're welcome. Anytime. I just finished a song too. I just finished writing a song.
Oh wow! Okay, that's what's up. We're gonna have to get into that. We got to bring you on the show for an interview.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing,
baby.
It's gonna be amazing.
I know it is. Everything you do is amazing. So right now, we're going to go into Clef Dollar's Taking Care of Myself. You know, he left us with some crazy music. I have a file over here that is just so long. I can't play everything. So we're going to do a part two of the interview. But I'm going to let them do their thing and then bring them back once the Muriel is up. And we're going to do this thing all over again. Much love and respect goes out to his parents as well. And from your girl, A Money, my co-host, Jew, and KD912, and our family, we extend our love to you in your time of need. We know this is a hard time for everyone, especially those, you know, in the industry as well. But show some love and respect to his family today by tuning in to the A Money Show train. 347-633-9074. If you can't get in, go to the link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/the-a-money-show. And when you click that link, make sure you click follow and you'll be in the chat room, and we're going to kick it off right now with Taking Care of Myself.
My mind, now I walk in the spirit, it does it every time, cause life's a mystery, a puzzle that is killing me. My grandma said that I was born for the ministry. I laid my sword down, picked up the word, chapters of scriptures that I never heard. Now things are so clear, when they were a blur, the voice of God just told me, son, you got served. So I lost my nerve to do it for the world. I do it for his kingdom, that's where I've been hurled. Placed amongst the kings of praise and for the unseen. My faith is so strong, I see God in everything. I remain available even though I was terrible. I dropped down to my knees and said, Lord, please let your will be done, but have some mercy on me.
No matter where I go, how much snow I can snow, it really don't mean a thing. I ain't taking care of myself. Love's your reason I got, it really got me stressed out. Nowhere to let it out, I need to take care of myself. I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of yourself. I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of yourself.
I turned my back on him. It was unbearable. He said through all the hard times, guess who carried you? God revealed to me the meaning of grace. I saw his face even when I was out of place. Chasing the flesh kept him upset. Like when Jesus wept, I'm forever in his debt. Cause he kept me, saved me through them heartaches, and made me realize what was at stake. And that's my place behind the pearly gates. I'm transparent, you can see whatever I ate. I was at number 9 on the 2 commandments list. I didn't want to see 10, I would have been late. The bird flew away and brought back an olive leaf. I feel like the earth after it was wiped clean. A new beginning, no more sinning with these women. No more lying and no grinning. No more out here trying to win it, I'm in Christ.
No matter where I go, how much snow I can snow, it really don't mean a thing. Love's your reason I got, it really got me stressed out. Nowhere to let it out, to take care of myself. I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of yourself. I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, to take care of yourself.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, A Money, and I have to thank you all for tuning in to the A Money Show train. I love what's going on right now on the train. We have people tuning in, the chat. I thank you all, and forgive me if we don't get to everybody, but if you'd like to speak to the guests in regards to Clef Dollar and show him some love, just push number 1 or just sit back and chill on the train. This is your girl, A Money, and I welcome you, the Durant family, as well as the life of Clef Dollar. My host, KD912, and you is going to bring in what it do. Of course, we're going to have a nice time today. Thank you all for tuning in. 347-633-9074. It's your girl, A Money.
What up, this your boy Dave Tolliver, a.k.a. the Black Pavarotti. Minute Large is in the building forever. Rest in peace, my dogs Gerald and Sean LeVert and all the other greats that have passed on. But right now, you're checking out my girl, A Money, on the A Money Show. You already know I gave her that name, man. Minute Large is in the building every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, 5 o'clock Central. Do the math. Figure it out for yourself. It's the A Money Show. You dig?
Caregivers 911, this is an emergency. Join us Wednesday, July 30th for our lunch benefit fundraiser. Caregivers 911 is a nonprofit organization dedicated to taking care of those who take care of us. It's Caregivers Night, and we invite you to join us along with platinum and Grammy Award winning artist T-Bang. Also, Emmy Award-winning poet Hank Stewart, the voice of Atlanta Award, songstress Philippia, and hosting for the evening, Aquarius Williams and MC Lightfoot. So join us July 30th at 7 p.m. down at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts and Community Center, 3182 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia. For more info, call 404-981-4850. That's 404-981-4850. Caregivers 911, this is an emergency. See you July 30th at 7 p.m.
Yo, 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 Clef Dollar. was also known for his work that he did in the community. Not only was he a producer, but he also was in the community being a good role model to many children before we lost him to the angels. So, you know, we have to show respect to him for all things that he has done. I love that track, Taking Care of Myself, that was on, and also Worship. I just have to play Worship. We started the show off with Worship, but we're going to go back into it again because this is what we're doing. We are celebrating the life of Clef Dollar, sitting in with his sister and brother and family, fans and friends. This is your girl, A-Money. This is your girl, A-Money, and we are going to be having an interview with Clip Dollar Sister Trina, as well as Johnny. Some of his family, fans, and friends will be on. Please show respect and love with the questions and the support today. Call in 347-633-9074. And I bet you did not know that Clef Dallas is actually born in Germany. Wow. And he brought that talent all the way here to the United States for us to love him and share. We thank his parents for bringing him here and showing the love and respect to the world by letting us still have his music with us.
Listen here. If you're not tuned in to A-Money TV, something wrong. You ain't getting a closed caption view. You're not getting that clear vision. You're not finding out what's up the pond, what's really going on, what's happening inside the industry and out the industry. As far as these artists in their own neighborhoods, their own states. Let's see who really turning up at the radio station. Let's see who really getting it in. Let's see who doing them. Let's see who got paperwork or not. Live interviews. I'm talking about turning it up. It gets no hotter than this. And mommy definitely know what she doing. So you tune in to A-Money TV, and you check out what's happening, and you see how it's going down. Holla.
Big ups to Boot My VA in the building. You already know how we do. We give it up for VA because that's what's popping right now. Clef Dollar and his family tuning in from all over VA, Florida, right here in Atlanta, New York, New Jersey, man, Ohio. They're hitting me up. And if I can't get you guys in on that chat, just know that I see you. If you call in, you want to speak to the guest, please push number one. We're going to have a fun time right here on the A Money Show train. And it is a good morning, as Clef Dollar would always tell his sisters and family. Thank you so very much.
Yo, what's happening? It's your boy Fresh Montana, Coast to Coast Mixtape. Volume 234, hosted by me, Coke Boy, Fresh Montega, DJ Epps. Let's go!
You're rocking with the most downloaded mixtape series in the world. World. Coast to Coast Mixtapes.
Hey, yo, check this out, y'all. It's your boy Diddy.
It's your boy Jay-Z on the beat.
Hey, it's your girl Miss Capri, baby.
Yeah, this the big boss, Ricky Rouse.
Hey, yo, DJ Epps.
Lil Fat.
With DJ Epps.
Shout out to Lil Fat, you know what it is. Hey, yo.
DJ Epps. Coast to Coast.
Right here, Shadyville DJs.
That's right, and he's digging into the streets.
The world famous.
Who's the DJ?
DJ Epps.
Lil Fat, let's go.
DJ Epps, what's happening, babe?
As we proceed to give you what you need.
Shadyville DJs, that's right.
Man, I'm listening to my man DJ Epps. Lil Fat.
DJ Epps.
Shout out to the CEO of Coast to Coast, Lil Fat.
My man DJ Epps. Let these motherfuckers know.
Coast to Coast Mixtape.
Coast to Coast Mixtape.
Coast to Coast Mixtape.
Coast to Coast DJ.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What else?
Yo, it's your girl A-Money. I'm back again. We're getting ready to go into our exclusive interview soon. So you guys just sit back and enjoy the ride on the A-Money Show train.
Caregivers 911, this is an emergency. Join us July 30th for our launch benefit fundraiser. Caregivers 911 is a nonprofit organization dedicated to taking care of those who take care of others. It's a caregiver's night, and we invite you to join us along with Platinum and Grammy Award-winning artist T-Pain, Emmy Award-winning poet Hank Stewart, Voice of Atlanta Award songstress Philippia, Aquarius Williams, and MC Lightfoot are your hosts for the evening, July 30th, 7 p.m. at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts and Community Center, 3182 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia. For more information, call 404-981-4850. Caregivers 911, this is an emergency. See you July 30th, 7 p.m.
Let's go into the Minority Report right here on the A-Money Show train. Yeah. You guys have to forgive any technical difficulties or any delays. This is Blog Talk Radio, and when we have a little bit of bad weather, sometimes it is delays, but the train keeps on going, and we're going to play Lay You Down, Cliff Ballard.
Friday, late night, just looking for something to make me feel right. And I may not count the good too. And she dancing in my living room. Go bring that body over here. I'm talking about it till she ain't showing no fear. Let my hands go to the mirror. Wanna lay it down everywhere.
This is your girl A Money, and like I said, we're going to be going into Trina in a second. I love her. She has been like a sister to me, and you would not believe it, but we have not physically met, but social network is a big thing with bringing people together. And Johnny, I love you as well. Miss Daisy, I love you as well. The whole family. Big ups to Troy from VA of Boot Mob for making a connection with Mr. Johnny Durant. And from there, we just took off and everything just gelled. So we want to go into showing love to this family because this family has given me lots of support with just the A Money Show Train. So, of course, I'm going to give that love back. This going out to the family, friends, and fans. Everything that we do here is for Cliff Dollar. This is Black Jesus.
That make the record go around. I see sounds like Vincent Painter's by Picasso. Enough money for your household, but too big to fear the bigger billfold. I'm near though the angels and weirdos, dirty ghetto kids that play in their new school clothes. I speak from the heart and use it as art. The captain of the ship, I mean no bizarre. My flow, it don't start and
until the beat kicks in, cause it was written. Most of the time, the truth is missing. I listen close to the host with the most. Let's give our holy water toast while we rock this boat. Let the Messiah sleep, you reap what you sow. No fear over here, that mess is out the door. So let's go. I'm here to set the world on fire. I'm here to set the world on fire. I'm here to set the world on fire. Fire, fire, fire.
When I rise, I'm coming to blink of an eye like a thief in the night.
Oh, no.
This ain't your opportunity to act out moving. This is my opportunity to move some music. You covered by the blood, but you need a transfusion. This is the winner circle, can't rock with losers. I got the whole thing mapped out, you can't lose us. I see where I'm going cause I roll with the light, illuminating everything in my sight. And it sounds alright, I fight to the death or whatever I believe in. Either you or me will leave the scene bleeding, or retreat and see you can't do more reading. Now that's the real meaning of a true heathen. I'm King David and this is my season. Sorry if my lines come off as misleading. The reason while I'm breathing to please them, the elephant in the room, they call me Black Jesus.
What
was
saying there? How about that? Can everybody feel it?
You guys, it's going down. We're going to bring in Trina right now. We welcome you. We thank you for everything. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, man, I am doing wonderful now that we have you on. And when I tell you, you have so many loved ones in, and we just want to embrace you and hug you all with our love for the loss of your loved one, Mr. Clef Dollar himself, and let you know that he is alive with us right now in music. And with you all, we have something special for you. And I'm going to bring on Miss Nefertiti herself right here on the A Money Show train from New York. What's up?
Hey, lady, how you doing?
Man, I'm so happy. I'm thanking you for coming on to bless this family, friends, and fans on the show. So I'm going to let you go on and give them their gift for the morning because she loves that, God's morning. So go ahead and do what you do, babe.
Well, praise God. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity and just send my love out to the family because I've been through losing someone close to me in the last few years. I lost my mother, my grandmother, and I lost my stepfather. So I can deal with that pain, and I understand what you're going through. But I just want to send this love out to you and encourage you all that in this time, you must depend on the rock. Only the Lord can give you peace that surpasses all understanding in an hour like this. God bless you all. Elijah, shout, Elijah, rock, coming of the Lord. Elijah, rock, shout. Elijah Rock, coming of the Lord. Elijah. Satan is a liar and a conjurer too. If you don't watch out, he'll conjure you. If I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood. Elijah Rock, shout. Elijah Rock, coming of the Lord. Elijah Rock, shout. Elijah Rock, coming of the Lord. Ezekiel said he saw him a wheel in the middle of a wheel. John talked about him in the book of the seven seals. Some say the rose of Sharon.
water for me. Hallelujah. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, shout. Elijah Rock, coming of the Lord. You can call my rock in the morning. Call him late at night. He's always with me, and all my battles he fights. And when I get into trouble, I can call him on the line. He put a telephone in my heart, and I can call glory anytime. Hallelujah. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, shout. Elijah Rock, coming of the Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, shout. Elijah Rock, I'm coming from North. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, give them peace and rest, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to
Thank
God.
You
Thank
so
you, Lord.
Very much, Miss Nefertiti.
Praise God. Praise God, sis. Praise God.
Thank you so very much for blessing us with that. We thank you so very much. We have so many guests on here. I'm sure that they really appreciate you for showing the love for Clef Dollar. We also have a caller on 804-658. This is the A Money Show Train. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? This is Erica J.
Oh, how you doing, Miss Erica J?
Good. Thank you. Trina told me about the call today. I thought I'd hop on and say hello.
Oh, yes. We thank you so very much for calling in and showing love and support, of course, for Clef Dollar and his family. We have Trina on. We have so many people on. We just had the Nefertiti's from New York give a little song. And we have another caller on, which is 804-539. What's good? This is the A Money Show Train. Caller 804-539.
I don't know if that's my call now, but I'll take it. It's Tamir Rock.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just calling in to show love. Can y'all hear me?
Can you please say your name again, please?
My Tamir Rock.
Oh, what's good? How are you?
Hey, Monty, Tamir is on worship, performed with Clef, along with Joey Gallo, which I think is also going to be calling in. But, yeah, Tamir is a longtime friend and a brother, and I'm so glad you're on the line. Thanks, Tamir.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I give you that for something Clef would have did. Clef would have took those vocals and chopped them up and screwed them and made a real hot beat with that song just now.
Oh, wow.
Praise God.
Man, thank you so very much. And Trina, I just want to tell you that you are a very, very, very strong woman. And, you know, when you told me that your brother used to tell you God's morning, I mean, this is God's morning. And we have nothing but the best right here on the A Money Show Train. Everyone that is out there on the sound of our voices, that can hear us, that are joining us on social networks all over this universe, please go to the website for God's Morning Foundation for Clef Dollar. It's www.godsmorning.org. And just make a donation. If it's $5, $10, make a donation to someone who you love, support, and respect. If you all can go and do that now while we're on the show, that would be a blessing just to know that we have the support. I'm going to be pushing the foundation all day, every day, forever, if it takes that. And Trina, you've done a good job. Hope Johnny gets to tune in. I know he's working. You have so many callers online, but just share with us how your brother touched your life, not just in music, but let us know how he was as a person, as a brother.
Well, he was a very giving soul. His heart is bigger than big. I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, it was just amazing that after he passed, that we really didn't know all of the things that he had done until afterwards. It's a shame, but he was a great, great person. I mean, he touched so many people. His focus on kids was huge. His focus on music was huge. And, you know, he always wanted to just do great things with music and with children. He wanted to give back to the community. He wants to see children do well. He was just a great person. And I think everybody that you have on hold can attest to that and tell you that his heart was just huge. He'll give you his last. He's just that type of person. Miss that man so much.
Yes, I know you do. And as I was telling you and your brother, I've never physically met him. I was going to meet him by the way of Troy Lyons of Virginia. And, you know, when I got the call that that was no longer going to happen, I was froze. I was just froze like, wow. But I was looking so forward to it. But I still thank our higher power right now for, you know, still allowing him to touch my life in his music, because it feels like we're crossing paths just in his music. And, you know, I love his music. It's going to be in households everywhere, you know, because he's touched a lot of things. And the file that I have is just so long, I can't play everything. But I guarantee you this, everyone that's listening, my word is my bond, as they say. He will stay in rotation for as long as I breathe and have the A Money show. And when A Money TV gets up, he will be in rotation over there as well. We have Kaneda on 904214. What's good?
What's up? What's up?
How are you this morning? Yes.
I'm good. I'm blessed, man, that y'all are just carrying on like the legacy of my brother, best friend, producer for over 10 years. I mean, Trimmer, Johnny, I love y'all, and like I love everybody who's tuning in, downloading this music, just keeping my brother alive, man. Like, we worked hard at this.
Yes, we definitely know you work hard, but it looks so easy, you know. It looks, you guys made everything so easy. It doesn't look like you put too much work in it.
Well, they be working hard and long hours. Trust me on that.
We used to stay up. I mean, I used to work at Bank of America. Like, he'll call me like, yo, we got a show in New York. I'd be like, all right, let me get out of here. I'd make up some kind of lie, get off work, drive up there, perform, drive back, and be right on time for work the next day, then go back to his crib and record some more. I mean, that was every day, rock star, God star life. That's my brother.
Hey, but hey, Monty, let me just make a point that they would drive right past my house, okay?
Yeah, Trish, he never answered the phone. I mean, Clef would call. Nah, this was.
Oh, man, how did you drive right by the house?
You know, because I'm in Jersey. They bypass me, go to New York, and go back to VA. It didn't make sense, right?
Yeah, I think the light must have been off on that exit or something. We always seem to miss it for some reason.
So, Kaneda, give me one of your best qualities about Clef.
That guy's all of the above, man. Like, he helped me so much. But, I mean, just as far as guidance and being able to talk to anybody. I mean, you go to his house sometimes and you'll see anybody sitting on the couch in their life from rock stars, I mean, homeless people. I mean, plus, like Trent said, like, he just always saves. Like, anytime we go walk down the street to get a little homeless guy, like, he'd give him a dollar or a slice of pizza, you know, something like that. Like, his heart was just, I mean, you don't really find hearts like those anymore.
Yes, this is true, especially in the music industry. You know, I'm, you know, breaking into that, but, you know, I'm learning that it's a cold industry. And, you know, for him to still have a big heart overall and to want to give to others, was a big step in his life. And, you know, we just have to carry his legacy on. And I can't stress it enough for everyone to go to God's Morning Foundation and show your love and support for everything that they're doing over there to carry on his legacy. It's so many people on. I'm going to bring in my co-host. His name is KD912. Good morning, KD. God's morning.
How you doing? How you doing? How everybody doing today?
We're doing good. We have Miss Trina on. You know, I just thank everybody. The chat room, I cannot see them. Forgive me. The board is not coming up. And we do have a little bad weather over here, but we do have other callers showing support, Trina. So 804-721, what's good? You're on the A Money Show train.
What is good, everybody? This is Gina. I want to give a shout out to Trina and Johnny Durant. Clef was my brother. We met a long time ago at work. I got to see his big heart even back then for the kids. He was just one of those types of people that made you love him. You and he didn't have to say anything. It was just who he was. He exhibited love in every aspect of who he was. And if you didn't get to know him, it's a loss for you. But it's a great part that Trina and his family are moving forward to let us get to know him the way that they knew. He was just the overall, all-around cat that just loved everybody, and you just couldn't help but love him. So I just wanted to get a shout-out and, you know, continue to support the God on the Foundation. I'm going to try to do my best to support it. And that's really all I want to say. I miss him dearly.
And thank you so very much for sharing your heart. But can you please tell us what your name is one more time?
Oh, it's Gina.
Gina, we love you, and we thank you as well for, you know, being a part of Clef's legacy, and I'm sure that he left you with good jewels. So you carry that on in your heart and your spirit, and, you know, be charitable as he was, and whatever he left with you, spread it today. Spread that in the universe, and you know that his work is not finished because he's still with us. He's the train right now with us with all this love that we have. We thank you so very much for calling in. We have another caller that wants to show love. I hope I get everybody in. 804-539. What's your name?
SP from the Boot Mob, baby.
Oh, wow. What's good, SP?
Mama, how y'all doing? The show sound good and everything.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I don't know what to say about my boy Clef, man. First and foremost, I'd like to give out like a big, big special blessing to his family, because he's more of a family than a friend to me, you feel me? And
yes.
My oldest son not with me no more. And Clef, my son was raised up under Clef. He died when he was like 16. And Clef embraced me with some other type of words when I finally got situated and made it back to Virginia. He touched me so much. And when it comes to music, I can see it embraced a lot of artists out there, because a lot of people, they was rappers. Clef turned them into an artist, as well as all us, Raheem, Trife, some of everybody. I cannot lie. He the first cat who took us to New York City with Cam from New Jersey. That's the first dude who got us hooked up with Wax, me and Young Trife. So I would never forget him, because family is bonded stronger than music or anything we may do out here. So every day my feet hit the floor, I'm constantly thinking about the people who touched my life. Because you only live one time, and Clef is definitely an angel. And I don't want nobody on the air to never forget that. If you think Clef gone, you're definitely wrong. Because long as we ran here and other people embraced and touched, Clef will always be here. So I don't want you to forget that money, and I don't want his family to never forget that. When they crying, we say it. When we crying, we know they say it. So, hey, it's trials and tribulations of a sinful world, but I love my brother to death. So one love from SP from the Boot Mob, and we're going to keep on rocking it to the end of our days, brother.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you so
much.
So I'm glad I ain't missed the money train this morning.
Well, you know, we had to slow it down in VA. VA got a lot of callers on it, and we're so happy to have the phenomenal SP to lace our airwaves at any time. And thank you for showing the love and support. You know, just letting us know how Clef touched everyone's life. And I'm sure that the family appreciates you. Trina, I know she appreciates you. You know, his parents, Johnny, everybody appreciates everything that
that's right.
His
family that's right.
Said. It's a part of healing. So, you know, this is your girl, A Money, and this is the A Money Show Train. Trina, I just want to get everyone on so they can show you the love and support to your family. 804-943, this is the A Money Show Train. Who are you? 804-943. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Who are you?
This Dolomite calls from Virginia. What's good, y'all? Trina, what's happening?
Hey, baby.
What's good?
All right, well, what it is?
What's good? What's good? We
all
thank
right.
you for calling in. Do you have any, you know, special things that you can tell us about Clef Dollar? I know you called in because you miss him, but he's right here on the train, trust me, with you all day today.
Absolutely. I just want to say, like, you know what I mean, on the fact of this dude, man, Clef Dollar is an inspiration to more than what just the music is in itself. So hopefully, you know, through the music, he'll touch everyone who he needs to touch. But I need y'all to take a glimpse into the man he was and what he represented and the power movement that he was doing for the name of God. So Clef Dollar will live on forever. I love y'all for doing what y'all doing and continue doing it.
Well, thank you so very much. We appreciate you even more for calling in today on the A Money Show Train. We have another caller in 732-602. This is the A Money Show Train exclusive interview with the family of Clef Dollar, the legacy of a legendary icon. What's good? How are you?
I'm good. How are you? This is Xavier Clef's niece.
Oh, hello, baby girl. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing well today. Thank you so much for featuring my uncle. I know that everybody is showing love, and we really appreciate y'all. And this has just been a phenomenal year. Even though he's gone, he's, like, working so vicariously through us, and we really appreciate the support everybody's given us.
Well, we thank you so very much for tuning in. Thank you for your time coming on the show because we know that this means so much to you. And all I can do is just give back where love is due. And we have another caller on 804-687. You're on the A Money Show Train. 804-687.
Hey, this is Sean
How
Chappelle.
How you doing? Who's this? Pardon me?
Sean Chappelle.
Oh, what's good? How are you? Good morning. God's morning today.
Hello to you. I'm awesome. How's everybody doing? Hey, Trina.
Hey, sweetie.
Man, can you let us know why you love Clef so much?
Man, it's so many reasons why I love Clef. First of all, he was like a big brother to me, and we did so much music together, and a lot of times those music moments would turn into a huge ministering moment. So you could be in the studio one day recording a song, and all of a sudden it turns into a night-long ministering session about life in general, about everything that can touch your life. So I truly, truly appreciate him, and he will never, never, never die in my eyes. He's still alive to me.
And you know what? I think everybody on here feels the same way you do, and that's why I am so glad we had this God's morning to take the opportunity to share you all gathering, getting together for this one union of celebration of a legendary icon. Clef Dollar. We thank you so very much. I recognize that Erica J is on as well. Dolomite, it's so many people on SP. Trina, they're just showing so much love. If I didn't get anybody, your mics are open. Please just show love and respect and, you know, shout out Clef right now. It's the A Money Show Train. You got the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is that?
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? This is Troy right here from Food Mob Entertainment, straight out of ATL. We in the place on the A Money Show. Make sure you call in at 347-633-9047. What's poppin'? Hello?
Well, this is KD, co-host. Can you give me a little further info on Clef Dollar and the tragedy? I think I came in kind of late on the show.
We're gonna sit back and allow Trina, his lovely sister, his number one fan. And if you will, also his niece is on as well. Share some of Clef's life journey as a brother, you know, as her best friend, as a son, as a producer. If you can give him a little background for the world to know how brilliant this man was and what he left behind.
Yeah, Clef was, shucks, in my eyes, is bigger than life, you know, but he was my baby brother. He passed away at age 40 last year, August 28th, that date approaching us, and we are not excited about that, but we will deal with it. And, you know, he was on the Atlantic label as Ill Biscuits in the 1990s. He's been a producer, songwriter, performer. He's done so much in the music industry with so many different artists. We have Blase. He worked with Mims, Lloyd Banks, The Roots. His portfolio is tremendous. He's a great loss to our family. He's a great loss to the community. Before he passed, he was a youth counselor, and he worked with kids and wanted to see children do things positive in the world. He was just everything. And with his passing, you know, it sparked us to do the God's Morning Foundation, because we want to help a lot of kids pursue their dreams and goals in the arts through scholarship funding, as well as helping them get into summer camps, get some of these kids off the street and do something positive. So that's a little bit about, you know, Clef, who he was. There's much more to be found about him. If you like, you can visit the website. Look at the www.godsmorningfoundation.org. There's a lot of information about Clef and his history. And, and we're doing great things here. And I appreciate A-Money, you know, giving us the spotlight here today to express our love and affection for my brother. And I appreciate everybody who's called in today. I mean, there's names out here that I didn't even know of. I mean, you guys just touched me. Tears are rolling from my eyes. I am forever grateful for all that. Thank you so much.
Well, also, you know, we love you and your family. Everyone here loves Clef. So there is nothing that no one here, I don't believe, would do for you, with you, and everything, and carrying on this legacy. And this is why I would appreciate it if you guys go on your social network, your Twitter, your Facebook, your MySpace, your whatever it is. And if you have a website, feature Clef Dollar, something about him, his face, his picture, all over the universe today. You can also go on my website. Sometime this weekend, he will be there at www.theamoneyshowtrain.com. Clef Dollar will be featured on that website forever. He's never coming down. But go to God's Morning Foundation and help Trina and her family do what's needed for the foundation to carry on his legacy. You guys be mindful that you're live, your mics are live, and if you can mute your backgrounds into the respect of this interview for Clef Tyler and his family. Trina, we love you so very much, and I know that this must be a difficult time coming up on you guys, but you know what? Just stay prayed up, have faith, and know that at any time you turn right or left, all you have to do is click play and Clef. Right there with you at all times.
Absolutely.
You know, we just want to show love and respect where it's due. And sometimes people don't get to do what the Durant family is doing now, which is listening to some of Clef's music, you know, because my mother passed, but I can't turn around and hear her voice. I just cannot. I don't have a recording of that. Some other people have lost others, but we can click play right here on the A Money Show train with Clef Dollar, square in the circle.
I know I ain't no perfect man, but I'm gonna get there. For every day to get in line and get in order. Hey yo, I know I don't fit in, which causes me to lose friends. Wanna live my life after the sin. I used to be hooked on gin, but God gave me the juice to recoup everything I lost within. My parents frowned on me, homies that clowned on me, girlfriends moved on me, but the Most High told me this is a one-man pathway, so I cast my cares away every morning, praying for a better day. To be a blessing to others, love them just like my brothers. Listen close when I'm up in that huddle, God said break. I step to the line, ready for mine. I need a little peace of mind, I'm ready to shine. I put no one before God. I know that sounds odd, but he's the one that straightened out all my flaws. And you don't know how hard it is for a saint, and that's the main reason I go hard in the pain. When the wind's against your face and everything is out of place, you're just a square in a circle. When people persecute you, just wanna hurt you, you're just a square in a circle. When the wind's against your face and everything is out of place, you're just a square in a circle. When people persecute you, just wanna hurt you, when no one else seems to really care, you always got the Father right there, sitting next to you, occupying that empty chair, blessing you. When you're going through, he will share his will for your life. To dark, he brings light, and in a lit room, you can see everything, the pain, the struggles, but God has a better thing for you, and faith is the key. Get on bending knee and talk to Elohim intimately. And I still have false shot. I've been caught in the web of deception. Craigslist, I've been bought and covered by his blood. He still showed me love, raised me above, provided clothes, jobs, and grub. I thank you. God bless you. I advise all my homies, go and test you. When you in a sticky situation, it's you to the rescue. And through you, I live through. When the wind's against your face and everything is out of place, you're just a square in a circle. When people persecute you, just wanna hurt you, you're just a square in a circle. When the wind's against your face and everything is out of place, you're just a square in a circle. When people persecute you, just wanna hurt you, you're just a square in a circle.
Caregivers 9/11, this is an emergency. Join us July 30th for our launch benefit fundraiser. Caregivers 9/11 is a nonprofit organization dedicated to taking care of those who take care of others. It's a caregivers night, and we invite you to join us along with Platinum and Grammy Award-winning artist T-Pain, Emmy Award-winning poet Hank Stewart, Voice of Atlanta Award songstress Philippia, Aquarius Williams, and MC Lightfoot are your hosts for the evening, July 30th, 7 p.m. at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts and Community Center, 3182 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia. For more information, call 404-981-4850. Caregivers 911, this is an emergency. See you July 30th, 7 p.m.
This is your girl, A Money. And again, we're going to go into some more love by Clef Dollard. I told you, his music is just so wonderful. And not only is he just on his own doing music, but he's on a lot of people's tracks, producing for them as well. We have Troy of the Boot Mob, and he wants to say something to you all.
Hey, how you doing, Trina? What's going on?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, me and Clef, we went to school together and everything. We was just like family. We was just like brothers. With him and the Boot Mob, we done a lot of things back in the day. When we first started Boot Mob, Clef was around, you know, and Rasta and, you know, and the whole crew, SP, Mad Mike, Big Deezy, you know, we done a lot of work together. And the last project that I remember that we did together, we came up to Richmond, came to his house, and we did that Cooper Swag. And that song, everybody loved that song. He produced it and everything, and he did a very, very good job with it. And we put it out there. We put it out on the streets. We put it out on the social network and everything. We got a lot of hits off of that. We got a lot of love from that, too. And every time I hear that song, you know, I just get to thinking about him all the time. And I just don't understand, you know, the whole thing. But at the end of the day, you know, I got to look at my man, who's real good people. He helped everybody. He showed love to everybody, you know. And it's sometimes I get a lot, you know, I get speechless with him, with the whole thing. And, you know, I'm just glad that we got you on the show today. And, you know, and my blessings go out to you and your family. I never got a chance to come to the funeral or anything because I was I'm living right here in Atlanta right now. And sorry that I missed it, but my love was always there, and you know, and my love is always so I'm spread it out in VA. So I'm a little speechless, going, you know, tumbling right now, but you know, I'm trying to keep myself together. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, because I know Clef has that effect on people, so don't be shy. I have. So. Yeah, no, yeah. So I mean, yeah, he will make you mute up, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. We used to joke around all the time, you know. We just used to show love all the time, you know. He used to keep a smile on his face, and you know, we was always trying to come up with a plan to make it happen. You know, we was there, you know, bigging him up when he got signed with Atlantic Records. You know, we even went up top to go and see him a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, yeah. I'm really loving this right now. You know, I'm loving the movement. Soon I'm getting ready to come back to VA. So when I come back to VA, I'm gonna hook up and link up with you all, and we're gonna try to sit down and put something together out here at ATL also.
That sounds like a plan. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much, and I appreciate you, you know, sharing your love and support for Clef and sharing your information from back in the day. And I mean, you know, he has a, you know, he's been in that business for a long time. I mean, I want to say 20 years. So,
yeah,
you know, he
yeah.
has history.
Yeah.
Legacy.
I even got high school pictures with me and Clef in them doing sales.
Oh, you got to share those, brother.
Yeah, you should see these ones. You know what I'm saying? We had the box haircuts back in the day and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, those are crazy.
We also have a caller just tuning in, 11111. You have the floor. You know who you are. Your mic is live. Tell us who you are.
It's Johnny Durant.
Oh, hello, Johnny. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm so happy that you tuned in, and I know you're a hard-working man, and, you know, this is for the good of you and your family, And we just thank you on the A-Money Show train for this union with your sister, because if it was not for you, I would not be connected to your wonderful sister, whom I've stolen from you all as my sister as well. I thank you so very much. But Johnny, tell us something about your brother that, you know, just will stick with you forever.
Wow. That's a one show. I don't know. I was, last week I was thinking about something crazy. You know, you just riding down the street and you get, you know, a thought pop in your head. And I remember the time when we lived in Tanglewood Apartment in Petersburg. He used to cut my hair after him. That same hot top fade that Troy was talking about, he used to fade me up. And he had many talents. My dad is a lot of barber, so I guess Clef learned it from my dad. But he used to be in that little small room, barely enough room to fit two people. And he'd be fading me up, and after he did me, he was on here. So I was just remembering that last week, you know. I was like, I always used to, man, come on, tighten me up, man. I got to be fresh for the night. You know, always tighten me up, so. Just little stuff like that. People probably didn't know he cut hair, but he did back in the day.
Right. So he was
multi-talented.
That
was a hood cut.
He was very multi-talented.
Yeah, hood cut, for real. Yeah. So just,
yo,
just little stuff like that.
Go ahead, babe. What you
Johnny,
say?
You know what? It is the little things, bro, you know, that we, you know, that touch us the most, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He
you know,
he's a good dude.
It's all good. You know, also, we have Erica J, by the way, of Miss Trina. And Erica J is online with us. So she wants one of her tracks to be played that also Clef Dollar touched in his left ear, right here on the A Money Show train. That's why he said he's living on in music all over. Some we've heard, some we have not heard, but I guarantee you, you will hear it.
Thank you.
Clep worked in the field of youth counseling for most of his career and was pursuing a degree specializing in youth behaviors at the time of his passing. When he wasn't in the clubhouse music studio creating and producing masterpieces, he was dedicating his time giving advice and mentoring in various ways with young people. Clef knew the importance of creating a positive environment for children. When he was younger, he fell into the category of being labeled a problem child. Can you picture that? No matter the gender or the race, Clep made it a point to work with the risk kids so that they would be not subject to this type of negative experience in their life. Clep wanted to show children that through music, sports, and various other forms of activities that they could create a positive outlook and outlet and make a difference in the world. Man, I wish that Clef was, you know, in my time when I was coming up, because I needed exactly what he had to offer to, you know, children. And, you know, it's a good thing to have someone like that. I can't imagine anyone considering a man such as himself a problem child, but we all go through things. And you know what? As foster children, I wish everybody would reach out and bring awareness to foster children as well. I was one myself, and to have a mentor such as Clef, you know, I'm sure that these children miss him terribly. So you guys reach out and make sure that you continue to give them the love and the support that they need, you know, and whatever it is that I can do, Team Money can do, because we are a team. There's no I in team, but it's definitely one and win. And that's what we're doing right here with the Legacy and Icon Moments of Clef Dollar. We have a caller on 804-943. How are you?
Hello.
Caller. Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm Mrs. Durant, better known to the other kids as Mom Duke. I'm just calling in to say thanks very much. I'm fine. I just want to say thanks to all of my other kids and my kids that called in and saying all these wonderful, beautiful things about class. And I got to get back to work. I've been holding for a minute. But thanks, everybody. Thank you so very much. Love each and every one of you.
Love you, Mom.
We love you more.
Mom, do.
Hello.
Yes, we love you more. Thank you so much for taking the time out to call in. And trust me, we all will make sure the legacy of your baby boy will continue forever for as long as we all shall breathe and even after that. And so I will send this out to you all. That's Clef Black Jesus. That was his mother. Make sure you send her some love out there today in VA. Make some noise for Clef Dollar right here on the A Money Show train.
The record go around. I see sound like Vincent painted by Picasso. Enough money for your household, but too big to fear the bigger billfold. I'm near though the angels and weirdos, dirty ghetto kids that play in their new school clothes. I speak from the heart and use it as art. The captain of the ship, I mean no bizarre. My flow, it don't start until the beat kicks in, cause it was written most of the time the truth is missing. I listen close to the host with the most. Let's give our holy water toast while we rock with smoke. Let the Messiah sleep, you reap what you sow. No fear over here, that mess is out the door. So let's go. I'm here to set the world on fire. I'm here to set the world on fire. I'm here to set the world on fire. Fire, 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 fire.
Opportunity to act out movements. This is my opportunity.
what you need a transfusion. This is the winner circle, can't rock with losers. I got the whole day mapped out, you can't lose her. I see where I'm going cause I roll with the light, illuminating everything in my sight. And it sounds alright, I fight to the death or whatever I believe in. Either you or me will leave the scene bleeding, or retreat until you can't do more reading. Now that's the real meaning of a true heathen. I'm King David and this is my season. Sorry if my line come off, it's misleading. The reason while I'm breathing to please them, the elephant in the room, they call me Black Jesus.
Yo, this is going out to Trina, the family, friends, and fans, and everyone here on the A Money Show train. Clef Dollar, the Minority Report.
Clef, I'm reloaded. I'm reloaded.
Girl A Money, and we have Clef Dollar, exclusive interview with his family, brother and sister, mother, niece, family, fans, and friends right here. If you'd like to speak to the guest or the host, push number one while you're on. And I'm so sorry for all that are calling in and can't get on. It's just so many callers that, you know, it's telling you that it's no show schedule because it's so many callers on the chat line. I can't see you guys, but we love you over there. The family love you. You forgive us for that, but you can download this show at www.thamoneyshowtrain.com. That is the website where you can download the show. We thank you all, and we're going to keep playing some music and bring Trina in. Johnny's on, his niece is on, and many fans and friends, and Erica J, that was a hot track. If you'd like to share with us what inspired that track, Erica J, that we played earlier.
Thank you very much for playing that. That was Love and Life. My relationship with Clef, I went over there to do music, and, you know, it really just ended up being more of a friendship. So when I heard that track for the first time, I was still kind of developing my songwriting skills, so it took me a little while. But that song was just really more about just enjoying life, the exact title, which he came up with for it to be Love in Life. I didn't want to do the typical love song, R&B love song that everybody does. I mean, those are cool, but I wanted to write something just different. And just, you know, when you're just feeling good, it's a nice day outside, and like I said, the lyrics in the song, you're just thankful to be alive, and you really should try to embody that every day, because if anything, the past year has taught me how fragile, firsthand, how fragile life is and how short it is, and just that you have to enjoy every day and just, you know, be thankful for the blessing of being able to breathe today and see another day.
And this is true. How did you come about meeting him in order to get that track done?
Yeah, I had actually, before that track was done, I probably had known him for about a year or two before that, but I had started doing, like, open mics and getting back in the music scene in Richmond and met a couple people, including Gallo, and met Kaneda through him, and Kaneda actually introduced me to Clef. Went over to the clubhouse and just kind of started hanging out. And like I said, I went to do music and listen to tracks, but it developed into a friendship. And you never knew if you were going to go over there and actually get music done or if it was going to be a ministering session or, you know, getting it. He was truly a big brother to me. And, yeah, it was more of a friendship even ahead of the music.
Well, we thank you for sharing that. And I would like to play Square in the Circle.
Yes, great job. Thank you.
I know I ain't no perfect man, but I'm gonna get there. This is a season for everything to get in line and get in order. Yo, I know I don't fit in, which causes me to lose friends. Wanna live my life after the sin. I used to be hooked on gin, but God gave me the juice to recoup everything I lost within. My parents frowned on me, homies that clowned on me, girlfriends moved on me, but the Most High showed me this is a one-man pathway. So I cast my cares away every morning, praying for a better day. To be a blessing to others, love them just like my brothers. Listen close when I'm up in that huddle, God said break. I step to the line, ready for mine. I need a little peace of mind, I'm ready to shine. I put no one before God. I know that sounds odd, but he's the one that straightened out all my flaws. And you don't know how hard it is for a saint, and that's the main reason I go hard in the pain. When the wind's against your face and everything is out of place, you're just a square in a circle. When people persecute you, just wanna hurt you, you're just a square in a circle. When the wind's against your face and everything is out of place, you're just a square in a circle. Yeah. When people persecute you, just wanna hurt you. When no one else seems to really care, you always got the Father right there, sitting next to you, occupying that empty chair, blessing you. When you're going through, he will share his will for your life. To dark, he brings light, and in a lit room, you can see everything. The pain, the struggles, but God has a better thing for you, and faith is the key. Get on bending knee and talk to Elohim intimately. And I still have false shot. I've been caught in the web of deception. Craigslist, I've been bought and covered by his blood. He still showed me love, raised me above, provided clothes, jobs, and grub. I thank you. God bless you. I advise all my homies, go and test you. When you in a sticky situation, it's you to the rescue. And through you, I live through. When the wind's against your face and everything is out of place, you're just a square in a circle. When people persecute you, just wanna hurt you, you're just a square in a circle. When the wind's against your face and everything is out of place, you're just a square in a circle. When people persecute you, just wanna hurt you, you're just a square in a circle.
This is the A-Money Show Train. The host, A-Money, co-host KD and Jew, what it do? This is your girl, A-Money. Exclusive interview with Clef Dollar, family and friends. Thank you, Trina and Johnny as well. The whole family, the mother and father, of course, and God himself, for allowing Clef to leave his legacy with us to carry on. Again, please go to the foundation's website of God's Morning Foundation. The website is www.godsmorningfoundation.org and make your donations there. Share, 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 and be very charitable to not only the God's Morning Foundation, but to the family as well by just giving a call and checking on them and seeing how they're doing. And Trina would like to share with you what they have going on coming up for her brother, Clef Dollar. Trina, you there?
I am. Thank you, Amani. I really appreciate it. There's beautiful things happening with the foundation and the clubhouse crew. We actually are going to have a mural in Clef's likeness, dedicated to him in downtown Richmond. They call it Shaco Bottom. It will be dedicated to him in August. Stay tuned. There will be information to follow on the website as well as our foundation Facebook page about the dedication. And we're also going to have an event surrounding the anniversary of his passing that we're going to encourage people to come out and celebrate the life of Clef Dollar. This is going to be a beautiful thing. This is an ongoing thing. It's not a one-time thing. I want y'all to understand that. This is a lifelong thing that we're doing in honor of Clef, the clubhouse crew, the family of the Durant, and to all the fans and everybody out there. We love you all, and thank you so much.
Well, we're going to go into your one of your favorites, and I'm sure you have many favorites of your brother, number one fan, the sister. So we're going to go into Taking Care of Myself. I dedicate this to you all.
No more lying and no printing, no more out here trying to win it. I'm in crime. such a reason I got you. Really got me stressed out, so where to let it out to take care of myself. I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of yourself. I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, I'm taking care of myself, to take care of yourself.
Yes, yes, yes. This is your girl, A Money. And we just have people on that is just, you know, wanting to share their love and support. You know, KP is back with us again. KP, what's good, KP? KP, you there? Is SP online?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I put your mic back live. I know you want to share some love and thoughts, so I let your mic go live. And go ahead, you got the mic.
All right, for those who don't know, I was introduced to Clef Dollars by a guy named Mike Wills. He was the one who arranged us, like, say, the RZA. He produced all the tracks. He lined up every artist that we had in our clique and gave them original sound. But Clef was the first up the bat, so we all took our energy to back him to make sure the Atlanta thing fall through. So when that fell through, everybody else started ranging and lining up. So that's when Clef came in and started producing. I was like, dog, you produce and you can rap. Don't get it wrong, but you nice with this music. He was like, I used to go to the music class at Petersburg High School. So I was like, try this out. You produce me and Trife some different tracks.
because, you know, I ain't gonna say I'm deeply hood, but I am from the hood. So certain tracks Clef would bang out for me and my man, it just linked and locked us so tight that it was incredible, just put it like that. So when he offered us to come up New York City to do the album with Cam and all of them, it was overwhelming. We was young, probably in our early 20s or something, and we just went to New York together, three carloads, and we helped him do his thing, and he let us turn up. So you know what I'm saying? I'll never forget him. Like, never, never. And everybody who's friends and family that I never met that's a part of my family member, I can't wait to meet y'all. If it's here, Atlanta, Richmond, wherever it may be, we definitely need to get together and have some type of group session so we can finish scratching everybody's backs like Clef would have wanted us to get to the top together. So wherever Boot Mob can play their part for any group out there, whatever's going on, we're here. So, A-Money, I definitely appreciate this right here, because I do got to go to work, but I wanted to make sure I stayed up the whole beginning of the radio show, because I ain't haven't heard from his mom. I haven't never met his brother. I only met Clef. I never know his brother or his sister, so that was an honor just to hear their voice on the phone. So I appreciate this time. My big brother, Troy, my big sister, A-Money, I love y'all.
We love you, too.
No doubt.
And, you know, right now, you know, the family is listening. So, you know, reach out to them and let them know what it is that you can do and Boot Mob can do to help them. And Trina will let you know. I'm going to bring her in, let you all know when this event will take place. So you guys can, everybody, give a hand in supporting the Clef Dollar Legacy and the God's Morning Foundation.
That's right.
Trina, you there?
Yep, I appreciate that. I mean, when he threw out that name, Mike Mills, just threw me off. I was like, wow, yeah, I know him. Man,
yep.
I tell you what, you need to definitely connect with me. A-Money, please give him my, you know, give everybody that's called in that I don't have connection with my contact information. I'm putting it out there right now. You can also reach me at Trina@GodsMorningFoundation.org. My first name is spelled T-R-E-N-N-A. That's my email address. And, I mean, but definitely connect with me on Facebook, Twitter. I am considered Clef Sis. I'm at Clef Sis on Twitter, so that should be simple.
Okay, yeah.
So, but I look forward to reaching out and talking to each and one of you individually, because you guys have so many stories that I wasn't aware, you know, and I mean, you know, Daryl's 5 years younger than me. So, you know, we hung with a different crew. So, you know, I appreciate you guys sharing your love and stories with us, because, you know, through you guys, we learned so much more about who he was, you know, especially on the, you know, of course he didn't let us know everything as a teenager.
Yeah, that's right.
So I appreciate you guys, you know, coming out and giving us that love and support. But definitely, you know, please, if you can support the God's Morning Foundation, I mean, this is a way to continue his legacy. You guys know how tough it is out there. So together we can prevail, and that's what I'm looking for, support, and we're going to make it happen. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And, Trina, if you want me to, I can give your phone number over the phone call right now if you want
me to. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
All Trina information can go to our A&R Troy. How about that?
I love that. Do it that way.
He'll lay it all out for us and keep the whip on our back. So he's going to make sure we come through.
That's right.
Right. So all you have to do actually is hit me up, A-Money, 770-913-6939 for any exclusive information that you need of Miss Trina or the Durant family to get involved, to support, to be charitable, and share your love. Again, the number is 770-913-6939. All you have to do is call me. I'm 24/7 plus, and I will give you any information. But you can go to the foundation right now and support by donating to God's Morning Foundation. This is the A-Money Show Train. my co-host, KD. KD, would you like to share love and support with our guest today?
Yes, yeah, this is KD. You know, it's my first time really getting to know Clef Dollar, you know, as an artist, and but you know, it's good to hear, you know, the family's showing support, and UA Money had a platform to share his legacy, you know, and I'm just enjoying the atmosphere, you know, getting to know you know, his family and listen to his music is very inspirational to young adults like myself and yeah, I'm just listening to the raw talent, you know, I like to tell the family, you know, sorry for your loss, you know, Clef sound like he's a pretty, you know, good guy. You know, I can hear it through his music, and you know, I can also, you know, can hear the talent, that he had to share with the world. So, big ups to Clef Dollar and his whole family, and you know, the whole movement.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
We definitely appreciate that. I love everything about Clef Dollar and his family and his legacy. And I thank you, Trina and Johnny, for giving me this opportunity to have the first interview. But not only that, to allow me to put him on Bosses That Meet Bosses, the front cover of the magazine will be the fourth edition dropping in September. Our boss is Mr. Polo, the Fur King, exclusive fashions and furs. I asked him, I said, can we allow Clef Dollar to be featured for Bosses That Meet Bosses? Because he's definitely a boss that left a legacy and the front cover. I didn't even have to ask him twice, three times, or what have you. He said, hey, Money, if you're asking me, it must be Boss Status, whatever you want. So you will see Clef Dollar on that front cover in September, and he will have a three-page spread as well. And we have to salute one of the hardest working men in the industry, Mr. Polo, the first king, for all that he does. So please connect with him on Facebook, Trina. I will send a request to you. Polo the Fur King, exclusive fashion and furs. This is the man that has the plan, that's making it happen so that we can get his legacy out there. And we have many other interviews that I'm putting together for you and the family right now. I'm working hard to make sure that this world do not forget Mr. Clef Dollar and his legacy that he left, because he has touched many people and all that he has done in his music, in his ministry, and oh my goodness, he just changed his life around. And as you're hearing people say, from problem child to what would he be, a minister to most, because this is what I'm hearing, and you know, it is right here in my soul, and I will not let that go. You know, I thank his parents for bringing him all the way from Germany, because he was born in Germany. And I can't even imagine that, but he touched the soil of the United States, and man, it popped off from there. Good, bad, whatever you want to say, he's still our angel, and we will never, ever, ever, ever forget him for as long as we shall breathe and thereafter. His niece is also on. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
If there's anything that you want to tell us about your uncle, because I love the collage that you put up on social network, and I know that these are trying times for you and your family, but you can share your love right here on the A Money Show train for your uncle.
I mean, I have so many stories to tell, or that I have, like, in my mind that I could tell everyone about him. He wasn't Clef Dallas to me, per se. He was my Uncle Daryl. He was one of my best friends. Still is. I talk to him on occasion still. He's like a big brother to me. Was there for me when I took my first steps. Back in Germany, I was born there too, so we had that in common, you know. Words can't express how close we were. Like, that was the homie.
Wow.
For sure.
So
and the babysitter.
Yeah, and the babysitter, the homie. I mean, Uncle Johnny, he knows I love him dearly, and he was there for me too and still is today and still holds my hand through life. So thank you, Uncle Johnny. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Uncle Daryl, for everything you guys have done for me throughout the years. I really appreciate it. And I'm so, so blessed to have so many new people that I can call family just from, you know, Uncle Daryl introducing me to him. You know, Vegas still rocks on. Shout out to the Clubhouse kids, everyone that was there April 27th of last year. That was the best party I've ever been to for his 40th. Like, I just can't, words can't express how grateful we are for everyone that's helping out with this. You, A-Money, thank you so much for featuring him on your show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It is not the least I can do because there is more to come, you know, and I want to really embrace you all, but until then, you know, I'm going to keep it moving on the A Money Show train and allow everyone here to share their love, and then we're going to let Trina take it out. So we have Erica J. Is there anything that you would like to say to the world before we slow down the train and let you guys off to continue your day?
I'm good. I just love Clef. I love my second family. And I just feel blessed that I was able to even borrow some time that the Lord was, allowed him in my life and to touch my life. So I'm thankful for him. And y'all got to check out his music so he can touch you too.
Thank you so much, Erica J., for tuning in to the A Money Show train Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 347-633-9074. We also have Chappelle on 804-687. How you doing?
Hey.
Would you like to leave any love, anything right here on the A Money Show train that you want the family and the world and A Money and the co-host to know? Give it to us. Let us feel how you really give it to us.
Well, first of all, I want to send many, many blessings, big hearts and shooting stars to the whole Clef Dallas family. Trina, you are the bomb. Johnny, I love you dearly. And all of my Clubhouse kids, Haneda, Gallo, Dolomite, Erica, everybody. It's like when we met Clef, we all were brought together for some reason. So I love you all. God bless.
We love you as well, and we thank you for tuning in to the A Money Show train. We thank the family, fans, his mother tuned in, Brother Johnny, and so many others tuned in. We just love this show because the A Money Show train, like I told you, is a team effort, and I love everyone here that is making a team effort into supporting, you know, my movement and bringing the world the best and having these exclusive interviews like this reality interview about the love and the life of Mr. Clef Dallas, who is a brother, who is a friend, who is a son, a producer, a minister, his ministry, his legacy. He is an icon to many of us. And we have Troy. Would you like to leave us with the love that Clef left with you?
Love that Clef left with me. Clef was up in Richmond working with the kids, and I was down in Petersburg working with the kids. We both made a lot of turnarounds for the kids out throughout the neighborhoods and throughout the hoods. And one thing that I love about him, that he loved the hood, he loved the kids in the hood, and he did everything possible to help them to change their life the same way that he changed his life. And I learned a lot of things from Clef, because me and Clef used to talk about some of the things that we were doing with the kids and how we wanted to turn some things around. So he really put that blessing on me, and still to this day, I'm still working with the kids. I'm still also working with H-File Age back in Petersburg, which is Help Your Own Hood. We go out Thanksgiving and feed the homeless. Christmas time, we give Christmas gifts to the kids, and the ones that are not fortunate, just like we were when we were coming up. And we just continue to build and continue to do what we can do for our city and what we can do for VA. So, Trina, Johnny, I pull my hat off to you. Y'all good people, man. Y'all always have been. And we're going to link up on the VA money soon. We're going to make it back to VA, man. And we're going to put something together. Right now, we're going to video for Boot Mob. And I would like to make sure that you all are in that video, and make sure that we put some pictures and everything up on Left Dollar. So we're going to be getting it real soon. Let you know when the time and the date that we're going to show up, and we're going to put something down.
Thank you so much. That's great.
Yeah, that's great. I can't wait to get there. That's all I've been telling everybody. So I was actually introduced to Johnny through Troy. And, you know, like I said, from there, Johnny called me almost every day after that. And, you know, I've shown him a brother of sisterly love. And, you know, he's my brother. And I thank him for introducing me to his sister, Trina, who I now call my sister. And, you know, this union is a blessed one. I am grateful for it. And, you know, the social network, guys, let me tell you, networking is a blessed thing. It is a tool that everyone should use. You never know who you're coming across or who you're meeting or who needs your love. And right now, I give my love from the A-Money Show Train and the key to the Durant family forever. You all can come and ride this train whenever you like and listen to your brother's music, Mr. Clint Dollar himself. And we're going to let Trina take us on off with her last words, but not least for her brother, Clint Dollar.
Well, thanks again, A-Money. I really, really, truly appreciate you giving us this opportunity, this 2 hours, to spread the love of Clef Dollars across the world. This is amazing to us. And for all you who have tuned in, who have called in, who have shared your love and support for our family, we really, really appreciate it. And without you guys, we wouldn't be able to move forward in a positive manner after having such a tragic event occur in our family. And thank you so much for showing the love. It's amazing. And please do what you can to help support the God Foundation. Stay tuned for the event that we have coming up in his honor. And let's share this road together. You know, as some of the artists have said before, make it all together if we all come together as one. Thank you so much.
Every single time that I need it, but I don't ever want to let you go. I pray I won't. If I was you, I would have left. I hope you don't. I know what you said about me.
Clef Dollar with Worship. We're going to sign off the A-Money Show Train. Salute everybody. Your mics are open. You can salute Clef Dollar as we take off on the train. Salute.
That's the understatement. I'm waiting for the great puppet master to orchestrate it. The light in the tunnel. I'm still going through. So when I'm coming out, I'm stopping out where the honor's due.